Audre Lorde was an extraordinary poet, feminist, and activist, and is one of the most important African-American voices of the 20th century. She said of herself, "I am black, lesbian, feminist, socialist, mother, warrior, and poet." She lived regularly in Berlin between 1984 and 1992 and held a visiting professorship at the Freie Universität of Berlin. Her work not only shaped the city, but also had a strong impact on the women's, lesbian, and Afro-German movement. Audre Geraldine Lorde was born in New York City in 1934 and grew up as the daughter of Caribbean immigrants. She discovered her passion for poetry at an early age and used it as means of expression. After graduating, Lorde worked as a librarian, among other things, and became an active part of New York's homosexual subculture. She described Greenwich Village and its queer culture in the mythobiographical book Sami. In 1978, she was diagnosed with breast cancer and published her experience with the mastectomy and its consequences in her cancer journals. Audre Lorde had a vision of a world without oppression and exploitation. She takes a literary look at a profit-oriented social structure that despises people and nature and reveals its foundations in colonialism and the enslavement of African people. While she relentlessly named social contradictions, her language is wonderfully poetic. Lorde was invited by Dagmar Schultz, a professor, feminist, and publisher, to become a visiting professor at the John F. Kennedy Institute of Freie Universität of Berlin in 1984. In the divided city, she found a space in which she could explore and express her different identities as a black woman, a lesbian woman, and a poet. Berlin offered her a unique perspective on issues of race, gender, and sexuality in a European context. She encouraged Afro-German women to confidently explore their identity and history. Lorde's commitment was instrumental in strengthening the Afro-German women's movement. She initiated the book Farbebekennen, Show Your Colors, Afro-German Woman on the Trail of the History, a groundbreaking collection of texts by Afro-German women. At Freie Universität, Lorde influenced an entire generation of students with her ideas on intersectionality and empowerment. She became a cult figure for young feminists of all skin colors, introducing them to a new way of thinking that are now taken for granted. Lorde held readings and workshops at the Schokofabrik Women's Center in Kreuzberg. It was an important meeting place for feminists and queer activists. Audre Lorde's open declaration of her lesbian identity and her commitment to the rights of queer people had a strong influence on Berlin's queer scene. Her poems and essays often addressed the intersections of racism, sexism, and homophobia. In Berlin, she found a community of lesbian activists who openly discussed intersectionality and the challenges within the white woman's movement. She encouraged black women and women of color in particular to live their sexuality open and to stand up against discrimination. Lorde always emphasized the importance of self-definition and self-empowerment. Her famous quote, "Your silence will not protect you," became a motto for many people in discriminated communities. Audre Lorde lived in several places in Berlin, including Schöneberg in 1989 at Zietenstraße 8 and in 1919 at Cheruskerstraße 6. She died in 1992 as a result of cancer on the island of St. Croix, USA, where she lived with her partner Gloria Joseph. Her influence on Berlin can still be felt today. She inspired the founding of ISD, Initiative of Black People in Germany, and the Afro-German Woman Association, ADEFRA. The Audre Lorde Archive was established at Freie Universität Berlin in 2012, and the documentary film Audre Lorde, The Berlin Years, 1984 to 1992, had its world premiere at the Berlin Film Festival in the same year. In 2023, Audre Lorde was honored with the inauguration of Audre Lorde Street and thus permanently immortalized in the cityscape. If you want to hear more audio contributions, scroll down below. Nearby, you can visit Hilde Radusch, a lesbian activist and resistance fighter, or Marlene Dietrich, the Berlin icon who openly lived her bisexuality. Alternatively, You can use the map to find other queer heroes nearby or follow one of the suggested tours. If you're interested in experiencing queer stories through a guided bike tour, check out this website here or follow Homolulu Berlin on Instagram for upcoming tour dates. If you have any feedback, write to info@homoluluberlin.de. I am Raphael Naseman, your guide. Thank you for listening and sharing.